what's on your short list of things that young journalists coming out of college or even going into college need to know as they get into this business?
I think, and I preach this so much, that you have to just learn how to do both things. You have to be a good photographer and you should be a good writer. Whatever one's your strong point, you know, steal from that to like get better at the other thing. And what I mean by that is, like, when I go out and shoot, I'm a pretty slow shooter. I'm a pretty fast editor. So I steal time from the editing for the shooting. I'm a really fast writer and I'm a really slow logger. So I steal time from that. But you should just go out there and try to learn how to do both jobs, because even if you end up just doing one, like it appears like I might just end up being a photographer who writes packages every once in a while. But I've just become so much of a better teammate. I think that if I was to go back and work with some of the reporters at KUSA, they'd be surprised at how much more in tune I am with their position, with their reporting position. And there can be nothing better than that. And it's great to go out and challenge yourself and try to be one of the best one-man bands, try to be a really good one-man band or one of the better one-man bands in the country. I don't know if I ever became, you know, I don't know how good I actually got, but I'm pretty proud. I'm pretty proud of the fact that I tried it and then I did it suck hardcore at it.
I would say you turned out all right at it.
It ended up being okay. And I would just say learn how to do both jobs. It's going to make you better at one job in the end.
I think that actually even goes beyond just the choice between photographer and reporter. I think it just behooves young journalists so much now to learn everything about being a modern day journalist, mm-hmm. you know, from just the best ways to use social media to just understanding the technology and really understanding the web, because so much of what we do now, I mean, I remember my first job, we had a website and that was about it. It was updated maybe once a month. And, you know, I just think having background in so many things, whether it's, you know, just a basic understanding of computers and web code and even going beyond this, the basics of doing your package once a day, I just think it really does make a difference, because you never know when you're going to need that kind of knowledge.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I agree. It drives me nuts when I don't know how to do something. I still don't know how to use our system where we input scripts, and it drives me insane that I have to email my script to a reporter to put it in the system. It drives me nuts. Just learn everything you can and find that mentor that scares you. I talk about that a lot too. Don't find someone that always pats you on the back. I never had that. And I remember Eric Kay, my old boss at KUSA, like wrote little post-it notes for me to put up in my car about bad things that I had been doing. And I will say I never really had any bad habits, but because I worked there, but he wanted me to become the best that I could be. I think he saw something in me. And you know, he would write wide, medium, tight, super tight on all these little post-its and stick it in my car. And I'll never forget that. So find that mentor, find those people that scare the hell out of you, and keep asking them for advice.